Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio
at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty,
celebrating 25 years of radio excellence.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Speaking of presidents of the past, I've finally had enough of this, and I have set out to end this idiotic claim once and for all. The woke left makes a heck of a lot of idiotic claims. Some of them require arguments and creative logic to disprove them. Some of them are just bizarre misstatements of fact. They're lies. And here's one of them. The whole thing about Lincoln. Lincoln and
the
slavery.
The whole thing about, okay.
Lincoln and slavery.
When you just said the whole thing about Lincoln, I thought, okay. The whole thing about Lincoln.
Number one, he had no beard. Number two, he'd never been to Illinois. No, of course not. Lincoln's relationship to slavery. Part of the reason I bring this up, you know, in the wake of various Lincoln monuments being defaced, the utter half-wits of the San Francisco School Board talking about how schools shouldn't be named after Lincoln, etc. And then you have a couple of developments, this Disney cartoon, The Proud Family, that has gone full-on DEI, woke, Black Lives Matter militant. And the new Disney and streaming cartoon aimed at children features elements of critical race theory, identifies one of the white characters in the show as guilty of white fragility, denounces Lincoln as not caring about ending slavery, etc., going into detail. In the season finale, the town of Smithville is about to put up a statue to founder Christian A. Smith. And, of course, they had to make the name Christian, by the way. That is not unintentional. One of the characters, Maya, discovers Smith was a slaveholder. Maya is raised by an interracial gay couple, because of course she is. Randall, who is black, angrily denounces his husband, Barry, who is white, for defending the town founder. Proof of white fragility, says, I don't understand anything about your white fragility. After Barry expresses ignorance of the concept, Randall lectures, you know what it means, you're doing it right now, being defensive about race. Robin DiAngelo wrote a whole book about it. Read it. You're on page 39. This is the same book that, among others, Matt Taibbi, prominent liberal, denounced as a pile of horse S. By the way, if you're not familiar with it, the book White Fragility insists that white Americans use anger, shame, and guilt to avoid taking responsibility for racial inequality. In the real world, it's been used to label white students racist just for being white. Ultimately, Barry asks for forgiveness for his defense of the town founder. I was so ashamed of the history, I couldn't face it. I wanted to pretend it didn't happen, he said, falling into line. And then, in the episode, some of the students talk to English teacher Brother Kwame, who lectures them that Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation didn't free all the slaves. One student reacts in horror, saying, so it's true, Lincoln really didn't care about freeing slaves. And Kwame claims, actually, he wanted to deport us. The girl angrily responds, why are we just learning this? This should be in the first sentence of his biography. Now, we could start with the fact that Lincoln historian David J. Kent, author of three books on the 16th president and the president of the Lincoln Group of D.C. for comment, he called the show's dialogue a mix of misrepresentation, non sequitur, and falsehoods. For instance, the deportation thing, is that Lincoln called for a voluntary option for free men and women to colonize areas outside of the United States if they wanted to, if they didn't want to keep living in the U.S., for which the federal government would pay all costs and provide a means to get started in the new area. This option was offered because ending slavery would not end racism, either in the North or South, and Lincoln and many others thought they should provide an option to start again elsewhere without racism. Lincoln's support for colonization was tepid at best, by the way. He thought it was an interesting idea and one of several options. Then, the ultimate point I wanted to make. Jack, if you'd like to interject here, anything at this point? Or I'm sorry, I'm babbling on aggressively.
I got something, but I'll save it.
Okay. Anyway, so I decided to go back and comb the Lincoln record, and I will hit you with a handful of quotes. Starting in 1837, when he was 28 years old in the Illinois General Assembly, and co-wrote a resolution with one of his fellows. Resolutions upon the subject of domestic slavery having passed both branches, etc., etc. They believe the institution of slavery is founded on both injustice and bad policy, but the promulgation of abolition, blah, blah, blah. They believe that, where's the important part? It was calling for the restriction of the growth of slavery at the age of 28 in 1837. In 1854, if A can prove, however conclusively, that he may of right enslave B, why not B snatch the same argument and prove equally that he may enslave A? You say A is white and B is black. It is color, then, the lighter having the right to enslave the darker? Take care. By this rule, you're bound to be the slave of the first man you meet with fairer skin than your own. You don't mean color exactly? You mean that whites are intellectually the superiors of blacks, and therefore have the right to enslave them? Take care again. By this rule, you are to be the slave to the first man you meet with an intellect superior to your own. But you say it's a question of interest, and if you make it your interest, you have the right to enslave another. Very well, and if he can make it his interest, he has the right to enslave you. Does that sound like a man who didn't want to end slavery? And that was in 1854, before he got really into it. And I could go on for an hour with these quotes.
So I tweeted out the review of the new Lincoln book by John Meacham. John Meacham has won many big historic prizes. He won the Pulitzer Prize for American Lion, the book about Andrew Jackson. But anyway, so he's got a new Lincoln book out called And There Was Light, and our friend Tim Sandifer reviewed it. I tweeted that out. It's pretty interesting. A lot of the stuff you were just talking about, Tim getting into pushback on the 1619 Project and that sort of thing. I hope this gets worked out of our society over this period of time, and the 1619 view unchallenged doesn't just make it into our schools, and that's the direction we go from here on out.
Right. Right, indeed. A few more. What time is it? Yeah, we have time. In 1858, speech at Chicago, Illinois. I have always hated slavery, I think, as much as any abolitionist. I have always hated it. Later that year. As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. Whatever differs from this, to the extent there is a difference, is no democracy. Stating clearly, slavery can't coexist with democracy. You could go into the Lincoln-Douglas debates in which he made brilliant cases against slavery and certainly the growth of slavery. How about this classic? The whole all men are created equal thing. Well, that was just perpetuated to keep white men with property equal and not black people. One of the bizarre and wildly inaccurate claims you hear from the woke left. Lincoln in 1858, his last debate with Stephen Douglas. When this new principle that African Americans were not covered by the phrase all men are created equal, this new proposition that no human being ever thought of 3 years ago is brought forward, I combat it as having an evil tendency, if not an evil design. I combat it as having a tendency to dehumanize the black man, to take away from him the right of ever striving to be a man. I combat it as being one of the thousand things constantly done in these days to prepare the public mind to make property and nothing but property of the black man in all the states of the Union. He finds it evil. He's shouting it's evil to suggest that that phrase didn't include dark-skinned people. Lincoln didn't was soft on slavery. You lying, slandering, radical Marxist... I almost used an unfortunate term, folks, and I'm glad I didn't. I could go on and on. I think slavery is wrong, morally and politically. I desire it no further spread. It should not object if it gradually terminates in the whole Union. There was one that was absolutely great. where he quotes the founding fathers at length, where it was infinitely clear that they wanted slavery to go away, but it was there when they started the country, and they didn't know what to do about it. But they designed it specifically to choke it off, not to perpetuate it, you lying liars. Anybody claims that Lincoln was fine with slavery, he just did it as a convenience, you know, during the Civil War, they either are flaming ignoramuses or liars.
Well, and it's all a new take. Also, it's not like new information was discovered or anything. All the history of Lincoln was known when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial, quoting the whole all men are created equal at some point in his speech, and he clearly thought that made sense to be at the Lincoln Memorial. He wasn't there to say Link was a racist. Wasn't the point that he gave the speech there. There's a Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in every city in America. It's a federal holiday. It's Black History Month. But there's a rewriting of the whole Lincoln part of it. And, well, and interesting. Like I said, there's not like new information came out.
Tens of thousands of freed slaves took the last name Lincoln at the time. It's not because they were wrong about Abe, all right? End of rant.
Yeah, I doubt it's the end of the discussion.
No. Yeah. Those who would battle against lies and falsehood and extremism can count on long employment. It doesn't go away.
Quick question for you. What if you happen to miss this unbelievable radio program?
The answer is easy, friends. Just download our podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. It's the podcast version of the broadcast show, available anytime, any day, every single podcast platform known to man.
Download it now, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
As most Americans suffer financially, gold just hit an all-time high. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SAFEGUARD to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be interchange of guilds.
Tickets available now at CascadeTheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Strong and Getty Show.
Came across this article in the Washington Post. Millennials aren't having kids. Speaking of kids, and here's why. And they looked into some statistics that were actually different than a lot of the stuff we talked about in the past that I found pretty darned interesting. And the I want to talk a little bit about the culture of children just in general. Out of last Tuesday's election, what was the number one topic the next day?
About how abortion
plays in America. And I was reading a long article in National Review about how abortion and the views of abortion are downstream from our politics or our culture, and how culturally we are just way more anti-kid than we used to be culturally. There's no doubt about it. And they use the example of the way people react to pregnancies, especially for like anybody under like 27. It's seen as as opposed to, oh, what a blessing. The movement toward flights, restaurants, hotels that are kid-free, which would have been unthinkable not that many years ago, just because, you know, you really want to be away from kids because kids are so awful. The way people react to the idea of large families, they see that as kind of weird. You know, just all that sort of stuff that didn't exist not very long ago leads to some of our attitudes about abortion and voting and all that different sort of thing, which I think is really, really interesting. But one of the stats that they brought out in the Washington Post is the number of people who have one kid has remained flat going back to like the mid-70s. So while we're having fewer kids and there's a lot more people having no kids, the number of people who have one kid has remained flat for a very long time.
I'm surprised by that, I've got to admit. I thought it was on the rise.
My interpretation of that, that's like the least popular choice. I'll get to that in a second. To have one kid, if you're going to have kids, that's like the least popular choice. Practically nobody thinks having one kid is a good idea, including people who have one kid. Isn't that interesting? But to me, that says that the argument of people aren't having kids because of the economy or rent prices or whatever, doesn't that fly in the face of that? I've always thought that that's stupid. I've never believed that, that it's economic reasons that people aren't having kids. There's something going on with the species where we just feel like we're safe and there's enough of us, we don't want to have kids. But wouldn't you think the number of people having one kid would be growing steadily if it was about how much it costs to have a kid?
Yeah, that makes sense. I've never bought that explanation either, so I haven't thought about this much. But, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so people that are going to have kids, they go ahead and have two or more.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have one. So that has stayed flat pretty much our whole lives.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you want to have kids, but they're just too damn expensive, you'd have one.
Almost nobody thinks you should have just one child. What do you think is the ideal number of children for a family to have? I have two. Joe has three. Michael has two cats. Hanson has
yep.
two.
It's because only cats are obnoxious and self-centered.
The most popular number for kids, if you're going to ask people, is 2, 44% of people, followed by 3 at 29%. So that's the biggest bulk of what do you think is the ideal number of kids. That puts mm-hmm. you, what, 83%. And then the next biggest chunk is 4 kids. Only 3% of people think 1 is the ideal number of children, which includes a majority of people who have 1 kid. I just find that interesting.
Sure.
By the way, only 2% of people think 0 is a good idea. Yet that's a growing trend.
Hmm.
Even if you poll people who currently have 1 child, only 6% of them consider 1 to be the best number. 0 is even less popular.
That's really interesting because people tend to be really into self-justification in polls like that.
You think?
They want to explain why their lifestyle is indeed a good idea. So that's telling that it's only 6.
Yeah. Parents with fewer kids almost always think more kids would be ideal.
Huh.
So doesn't that fly in the face of the reality of what we've got happening? With people not having kids in our population, the lowest it's ever been, the birth rate is the lowest it's ever been in the United States of America right now.
Well, yeah, it absolutely flies in the face of that, and I think it's coming together in my head what you're driving at. Clearly, this puts a lie to all of the kind of surface sociological explanations for declining birth rates. It's not expense or I really like travel and stuff like
right.
that. It's something biological going on, biopsychological, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're...
And whether it's hormones in the water supply or cell phones or porn or just something way down deep in our lizard brains that are telling us don't reproduce, you don't need to.
We've talked about the startling drop in sperm count, but I think that's as a result of the fact that we don't want to have kids. So everybody says, oh, you're not interested? Okay, well, stop producing sperm then. Let's not waste our time here.
Right.
And also, I don't know that many people who really want to have a family, but they just can't get pregnant because of a sperm issue, because the guy doesn't have enough of them. So that's not contributing to it. This is something we got to figure out. Elon Musk thinks it's the biggest problem facing mankind is just that we've lost the desire to have children.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
I would agree, Elon.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is the day that we say
you're about to open a pit of hell.
The Bobcat Technoboy. A Bobcat.
Whoa, hang on, guys.
Obviously, this does not appear to be a nominal situation.
Well, lordy freaking God.
Okay, come on.
That was quite entertaining. That was really cool.
It makes no sense.
This country is going to be in big trouble.
I'm going to call my lawyer. Gun.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-990-8755 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-990-8755. That's 800-990-8755. What do you have to lose? Call 800-990-8755. Again, 800-990-8755.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong, and Joe Getty.
Joey, baby.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Armstrong and Getty.
But I know this.
They're loco.
And everyone knows it.
But the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Discussed earlier, Wall Street Journal with a fabulous and troubling editorial. American children, young Americans are dying at alarming rates, reversing years of progress. The numbers are horrifying, horrifying. And we're focused on
right. These
two numbskulls.
I think Harry and Meghan have the opportunity, or maybe have already passed what I thought was the most annoying couple of all time, J-Lo and A-Rod,
when they
were together.
I think so.
Yeah, and that's a tough title to win.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's a bold statement, but I think you're right. So if you, my friends, have had to, and I know a lot of you have, sit through the insulting, racist, illogical, cruel, idiotic DEI training in recent years, take heart. There might be a little progress on that front, maybe. This is from the New York Times, which, to their credit, published a piece, when was this? In January of this year. We talked about it. What if diversity training is doing more harm than good? They go into a bunch of studies. Well, first they point out that $3.4 billion was spent on this training in 2020 alone.
Wow.
It's a multi-billion dollar business, marching in and giving your employees or you a stern lecture on how white people are evil and always will be evil unless you get on your knees and genuflect to our radical theories.
Right, so completely unnecessary, too. I mean, it's not only annoying and time-wasting and everything. It's just unnecessary. It doesn't need to exist.
Well, yeah, and they mention in these studies that it does more harm than good. It causes feelings of unhappiness and racial resentment and the rest of it to rise.
I don't doubt that. Oh. I walk out of any of those kind of trainings angry.
The New York Times with a different article, why some committees are saying diversity and belonging instead of diversity and inclusion. You know, the names, the words don't matter because they'll change them next week anyway. That's part of the thing. They can't change it constantly. You have to adopt the changes constantly, or that makes you a racist and a bad person. So you're always on your heels, and you never say, I don't believe this stuff. I think it's bunk. It's rules for radicals. It goes way back. The Communist Party did it constantly. What's the party line? That's where that term comes from. Anyway, so this article starts with a description of a really old-school aerospace company where people had to wear bow ties to work until the 1990s. And so the CEO, the HR officer, chief HR officer, said, you know, we probably ought to, like, get into the modern era a little bit around here. And he did some searching, and he came across a black comedian and former media personality named Kareth Foster. She's the CEO of Inversity Solutions, a consultancy that rethinks traditional diversity programming. And Ms. Foster said companies must address racism, sexism, homophobia, anti-Semitism in the workplace, but she believes that an overemphasis on identity groups and a tendency to reduce people to victim or villain can strip agency away from and alienate everyone, including employees of color. This is a woman who's got a bit of wisdom, and I salute her. She says her approach allows everyone, quote, to make mistakes, to say the wrong thing sometimes and be able to correct it. And they go into a description of her opening seminar for the companies. Shortly after taking the stage, she asked everyone to close your eyes and raise their hands in response to a series of provocative questions. Had they ever locked the car when a black man walked by? Had they thought, yes, Jewish people are especially good with money? Had they questioned the intelligence of someone with a thick southern accent?
What was that second one?
Jewish people really are good with money.
Okay.
Questioned the intelligence of somebody with a southern accent. People raised their hands tentatively, even fearfully, but by the time Ms. Foster finished the list, nearly every hand in the room, including her own, was up. And she said, congratulations, you're certified human beings. It's not about being right or wrong, but understanding when bias comes into play and just being aware of it. So it is definitely not the Robin DiAngelo, white people are evil, white fragility, DEI, Black Lives Matter stuff. It's, look, we all come to life with certain attitudes. Just be aware of them and understand if a southern guy walks in, he's an engineer and he's from Mississippi, you can't think this guy's an idiot. Just be aware of bias when it creeps in. It's much more just even-handed and reasonable. It's a psychology class.
Do we need this, though? Yeah, a psychology class. That's what I was thinking. This is kind of an interesting thing to have in college. Do you need that in your sea of insurance agents who are sitting in cubicles typing in orders to function?
Well, that depends on your point of view.
If
I was a black man with a southern accent, I might answer that question differently than I would. And I'm ready to concede that.
But don't you think Jim over there in that cubicle will quickly figure out, oh, he's not dumb. I might have thought he was dumb because he had a southern accent, but he's not now that I know him.
Well, if he doesn't, Jim's an idiot and you ought to fire him.
I don't know.
Why don't you straighten up, Jim? But then they go into some critics worry it's about making white people comfortable rather than addressing systemic inequality. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, nice. The belonging obsession, I'm skipping large swaths of this article, but it's all about belonging. The belonging obsession is the result of a now widespread corporate standard. Jack, I know you love this. Bring your whole self to work. If you have the flexibility to work wherever you want and the freedom to discuss the social and political issues that matter to you, then ideally you'll feel that you belong at your company. Bring your whole self to work.
Wow.
All of your attitudes and beliefs and talk about them constantly and openly.
What was that sentence there about the political issues? That's something.
The freedom to discuss the social and political issues that matter to you.
Who wants their coworker, who they're already kind of annoyed with, to bring their social and political issues to work and talk about
them? Nobody wants that. Nobody. Nobody wants that.
Nobody.
Except maybe the snowflakiest members of Gen Z. It's an idiotic idea. That's exactly the opposite of what you ought to do.
Right.
Go and do your damn job. The rest of you is for your friends. Maybe your relatives who are rolling their eyes the minute you turn your back.
Well, I have a feeling the crowd that wants it is picturing having enjoyable conversations with people they agree with, as opposed to running...
Exclusively people they agree with.
Instead of running into somebody who has completely different opinions.
Yeah, if somebody says, you know, I disagree, and it was interesting, I overheard quite an animated discussion in the office here the other day. I'm going to be vague about it. I don't want anybody calling me and asking me for the particulars. If you do, I'll say I can't remember.
Made it up. Everything we say on the air is fiction. Always remember that.
Every single thing. In fact, we're AI generated, the two of us. Anyway, it was quite the animated discussion about drag shows for children. And it got personal and heated. Anyway.
Really? Here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was it?
It was Mo and Larry in accounting.
Do you know who it was, Michael?
No, and it wasn't me.
Think about it. Anyway.
I have some guesses.
They're probably correct. Where was I going with that? Oh, the idiotic idea of bringing your quote-unquote whole self to work. Yeah, I mean, if you're going on and on about how wonderful you think trans acceptance is, and I say to mutilate the bodies of adolescents or feed them hormones because of a momentary confusion during puberty is cruel and it's child abuse. I'm bringing my whole self to work. Are you going to say, hey, Joe, I really appreciate you sharing what's in your heart? No, you're going to effing explode. Right. And you're going to run weeping to HR saying there's a hater and a transphobe in the office. You lying punks.
God, that is the craziest idea ever.
I know. I know.
That, how could you possibly think that would work?
Jonathan Haidt, social psychologist, professor at NYU and one of my heroes, wishes we weren't having this conversation about identity and belonging. Quote, at a time of rising political polarization, many people's whole selves don't fit with the whole selves of their colleagues.
No way.
I've heard it from so many managers. They can't stand it anymore. The constant conflict over identities.
Wow. So whoever came up with this idea, do they actually just feel like everybody agrees? Or the people that don't agree will keep quiet because they're on the wrong side of history.
Well, exactly. And that's the hubris of the A, stupid, and B, intellectually belligerent and rigid. The idea that, well, my ideas are the right ones. And so those ideas can be shared openly. People who disagree with me, they have the wrong ideas. So I don't understand what you're saying. You think they should be able to share those too? But they're wrong. I mean, can you imagine being that intellectually stunted?
No.
It's got to be scary.
But I know some people with degrees who believe that.
Yeah, well, wisdom and intelligence are two different things. I like this. It's a quote from a Muslim fella who says, a lot of this stuff is almost an offensive focus on group labels. It all but compels people to stereotype each other. I happen to be Muslim and a faithful Muslim, but that doesn't mean I interpret Islam like every other Muslim out there. And, oh, I'm sorry, it was a gal. She believes that people now use belonging as a tacit acknowledgement that blah, blah, blah. Quit with the identity stuff.
God, almost everybody we work with here, I don't have the slightest idea what they believe about anything. And that is better.
Armstrong and Getty.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-Day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's C-H-O-Q.com code USA for 30% off while supplies last.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
All right, so speaking of world leaders, let's play a little game. You can play along at home or in your car. Just raise your hand when your oogie meter goes off. Your oogie alarm. The Dalai Lama has apologized following outcry over, why don't I describe to you step by step what happened, and you let me know when your oogie meter goes off. The spiritual leader's office. Oh, thanks. A fine time to go out.
So the Lama, if I were playing golf,
I
got to
wake up my computer. Wake up! Stupid.
If I'm playing golf against the Dalai Lama, it's mostly his putting game that...
To me, the most striking feature of his game is that he is a long hitter, okay. The Lama. Let's see. Footage of the bizarre interaction went viral on social media. All right, here's what happens. In the video, the boy approaches a microphone and asks, "Can I hug you?" of the Dalai Lama.
Nothing oogie yet.
No, certainly not. Again, play along at home. The 87-year-old says, okay.
Yeah, it'd be
come
weird
here.
It'd be weird to say anything else.
And invites him on stage.
Okay.
The Dalai Lama motions to his cheek and says, first here. And the boy gives him a hug and a kiss.
Okay, I wouldn't do that, but I don't
he
know
holds the boy's
guy.
Arms and turns to him, saying, quote, then I think fine here also, as he points to his lips.
Okay, I'm officially both hands up on oogie meter.
Don't
kiss an old man on the lips.
Oh, the spiritual leader then grabs the boy's chin and kisses him on the mouth as the audience laughs. Quote, and suck my tongue, the Dalai Lama tells the boy.
Right. No.
There's the official government hoogie meter going off.
He did not.
He told the boy sticking out his tongue.
Is that culturally acceptable in parts of the world when I'm not aware of it?
Not that I'm aware of. They press their foreheads together, and the boy briefly pokes out his tongue before backing away as the Dalai Lama gives him a playful slap on the chest and laughs.
How old is
the boy goes to move away, but the Lama shakes his hand and holds it to his cheek before pulling him in for another hug. He then offers the boy some spiritual advice, which I'll get to in a moment.
Was it about stranger danger? Because that's probably what he should be telling him.
Oh, my. Mm. The spiritual leader's office released a statement on Monday, said, quote, he wishes to apologize to the boy and his family, as well as his many friends across the world, for the hurt his words may have caused.
Sorry about that whole tongue-sucking thing.
Quote, his holiness often teases people he meets in an innocent and playful way, even in public and before cameras.
I do that all the time.
Saying that he regrets the interaction.
Yeah, I need to be more playful. I'm going to go do that with the women over there in the sales end. Anybody want to suck my tongue? Hey, I'm just being playful. Wow. We need someone who's from other parts of the world to say, no. It's like it's as normal as a handshake where I'm from. I need somebody to say that. Otherwise, I have some problems.
The video has also gone viral on Spanish language social media. Oh, the clip caused a stir in India. Blah, blah, blah. Creepy, disgusting, blah, blah, blah.
It's caused a stir in India. Well, he's from that part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not aware of the cultural normalcy of tongue sucking. That's a very intimate act. Very intimate act.
In most settings, yes. Yes, indeed.
It's either very intimate or very drunken, or both. But it's rarely sober with someone you've just met.
So his office, in the apology, said that sometimes his off-the-cuff remarks, which might be amusing in one cultural context, lose their humor in translation when brought into another.
That's a complicated way of saying you had to be there.
It's funny in Nepal.
Oh, it kills
it's
Nepal.
It's a well-known bit in Nepal. Yeah. So the spiritual advice he offered the lad, after the rather randy and off-putting suggestion, was, quote, look to those good humans who create, those good human beings who create peace and happiness, and do not follow those human beings who always kill other people.
And if you see an ice cream truck and it looks like the sign is hand-scrawled, stay away from it.
Wow. Now, would you like to see a puppy?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Allegedly. Perhaps. I
don't know. That's interesting. Well, he did apologize.
Yeah. And it was clearly being silly with the boy.
Yeah, okay, let me give you my most charitable view of this. Is it well, I don't need. For some reason, I was making some assumptions that I don't know if are true. Does a Dalai Lama not have a wife or sex or anything? Like, is it Pope-like?
I don't know. I don't remember.
For some reason, I was picturing the Dalai Lama being chased, but I don't know if that's the case. But if the Dalai Lama
is going to be chased through the streets if he keeps offering this sort of thing to little boys. Hey!
If the Dalai Lama is not someone that engages in that sort of thing, Pope-like, maybe he's so out of that world where you wouldn't realize that sucking on somebody's tongue is a hyper-erotic sort of sexual thing. Maybe he just wouldn't know that because he doesn't do that sort of thing and never has.
I don't know that that's the case. I simply don't know. But he's also 87 years old. And it's
like
a well-known, right, it's a well-known phenomenon that often at that age people lose their filter. And, like, not just because they're old and they don't care what people think of them, like, they don't get that what they're saying is wildly inappropriate.
God, so, I already have that problem. What am I going to be like when I'm 80? Oof. I'll be like Andrew.
Robes.
I'll be like Andrew Dice Clay when I'm in my 80s.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, if you're traveling for the holidays, our friends at Pure Talk, they have you covered because they have just added international roaming to over 30 countries. Now, that's right, whether you're making calls from the Vatican, on the beaches of the Bahamas, they've got you covered. From the steps of Buckingham Palace to your villa in beautiful Italy, you can dial away And here's the best part. There's no rate increase at all. Now, Pure Talk still saves the average family close to $1,000 a year, and they use the same cell tower, same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. Stop dragging your feet. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Join a veteran-owned wireless company that is saving people tons of money for the exact same service and now offering international roaming to over 30 countries. Now, from your cell phone, just dial #250, say the keyword, save now. Make the switch and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword, save now, and start saving on your wireless right now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.